Twitters from Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. A cat and dog story. I have always been of the opinion that we are born as either golfers or dog walkers. Sorry, I can already hear some of you complaining, but I play golf and I have a dog. Or maybe, but perhaps one takes clear precedence over the other. Personally, I'm a dog walker and not a golfer. Maybe this is in much the same way that most people tend to prefer cats to dogs, or dogs to cats. It's all about personal preference, and more often than not, whether we're brought up to love and respect animals during childhood, and whether we come from cat or dog families, or perhaps neither. It was another hot, sunny day on the island, and it was time for Bella's midday walk. Yes, I know all about mad dogs and Englishmen and the noonday sun, but if Bella doesn't get her walk at lunchtime, then all hell breaks loose. So a very short walk it had to be. We walked over to the dry and dusty wasteland. After all, it hasn't rained here since February, and Bella pulled the determination towards some old dry shrubs. In the UK, it would have been called a hedge, but maybe that would be stretching the imagination too much over here. I tugged at her lead, assuming that she was on the hunt for yet another lizard, but she firmly refused to leave and stood her ground barking at whatever she had found beneath the dried-out shrub. I knelt down and peered beneath and discovered what she'd been barking at. It was a tiny bundle of matted, dry, dirty white and grey fluff. A tiny kitten. The tiny scrap of life hissed, growled, and tried to scratch and bite as I put my hand towards it and carefully lifted it out. Surprisingly, Bella, who usually hates cats, did nothing but watch as I gathered up the poor little creature, wrapped it in my handkerchief, and made our way home. The little kitten was only a few weeks old and not in a good state. It was very weak and clearly dehydrated from the baking heat, and I doubted that it would last the night. Still, I reasoned at least we could make it comfortable at home during its last few hours. We managed to get a tin of cat food from the local shop and began to tempt the kitten with a teaspoon or so of the foul-smelling contents of the tin. The kitten began to lick and then eat a little from the spoon, and after a while hungrily devoured a tablespoon or so of the meat. He then lapsed into a deep sleep. We repeated the process again an hour or so later, and continued throughout the evening until the kitten could eat no more. Even so, by the time I went to bed, I doubted that the little thing would see morning. Early the following morning, I peered anxiously into the old cage where we kept the kitten, to see him standing and looking at me with enormous eyes. He hissed and growled and tried to scratch as I picked him up. He ate several more large helpings of cat food during the day and was clearly recovering from his ordeal. Phone calls, Facebook, Twitters and emails to cat-loving friends brought us essential help and advice at a time when it was most needed. Thank you all if you're listening. We went out and bought the correct kitten food, cat litter, travel bag, scratch post and all the other necessities of life for the modern kitten. Adopting the kitten certainly gave the credit card a hammering. As I record this Twitter, a couple of weeks later, I'm delighted to say that the vet has declared that Mac is a three-month-old boy. She thinks he's basically fit and well, although he has another examination next week, and he's been treated for fleas, worms and diarrhea. Even in this short space of time, he's growing to a happy, contented, if nervous kitten that will happily spend his time on my knee, purring and having his tummy and chin tickled. Thankfully, he no longer scratches, hisses or spits. At us anyway. Mac will live with us and has already become a much-loved member of the family. That is with the exception of Bella, who I fear will regard the finding of Mac as the worst day's work that she's ever done in her life. Mac spends much of the day staring at her with big, threatening eyes, and growls and hisses whenever she gets too close. I also suspect that in time, it will be Cat and not Dog who will be in charge. If you enjoyed this Twitter, please have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.